At World Pork Expo, we're going to talk with one of the directors of the National Pork Board, Alan Wilhoit, from Indiana. Alan, whereabouts in Indiana do you farm?
I farm in Lebanon, Indiana, which is about 25 miles north of Indianapolis.
Tell me about the hog operation there that you have.
I have a 1,200 sow farrow to finish operation. However, we sell about 40% of our wean pigs.
We just been discussing the Pork Board's PQA Plus program, Pork Quality Assurance Program, and I assume that you have participated in that?
That is correct. I am PQA Plus certified. All of my growers, all but one of my growers, are PQA certified as well as site assessed.
And what does that involve?
Well, it involves a 4-hour course where an instructor actually goes over proper ways to handle pigs, proper ways to handle medication, withdrawals, and all those kind of critical things that are critical to the food issue, and then at the end there's actually a quiz to make sure that you were listening and picked up a few things, and then of course, assuming you pass, you get a card to carry that says you are PQA certified. As far as the site assessment, then that requires a veterinarian or a qualified person that's been trained by the Pork Board just to come in and look at your facilities, look at your pigs. I think it's 10 or 20% of the pens the veterinarian has to actually get in and observe the pigs in the pens, looks for injuries and make sure there's no sharp objects or anything that could injure the pigs, and then make a report. The idea is you discuss a plan of action if there is a problem found, what it is you're going to do to correct that problem, and then of course in time these will be subject to a third party audit that could actually come in and verify that the first process was valid.
Why is this important to the pork industry?
Well, it's important to the food industry because we want to prove to our customers that we are doing the right thing. There's a lot of big coverage out there. There's been some videos released of some people that at least on tape aren't at the time at least doing the right thing. And we believe, as someone else said here today, that 99% of the producers are doing the right thing. And we want to, we want to show the public that they are. And, hopefully over time, if there is 1% that's not doing the right thing, that they will be weeded out.
Talking about percentages, I believe they said 60% of the pigs nationwide are covered by PQA Plus now?
That's true. I believe at the next news conference they're going to reveal the exact number, but it is something in the 60% category, and that number's climbing fast. I mean, just a few months ago we were at 40%, so we are making rapid progress.
And I understand quite a few of the packers are, if not requiring PQA Plus of their suppliers, are at least strongly recommending it.
That is true. I sell to Tyson in Logansport myself, and they're one of the packers that's just recommending it, and they are recommending that their producers have all their sites assessed, and of course they have to be PQA certified first, have all that done by December of this year.
Let's talk about back to your own operation if we can, and you farm row crops in addition to the pork production?
I do. We row crop about 2,500 acres. It's split up between corn and soybeans and a little bit of wheat. We also have about 200 acres of hay. Mostly my son runs that, as well as a small cow-calf crop.
And how is the year going so far?
Up till the reports I'm getting this morning from home, we've had almost a perfect growing season in at least my part of the state. when I left, corn was about mid-leg high, just above the knee. Rows were closed in. I understand this morning we got 2 inches of rain, and I hope things don't look too bad when I get home.
You mentioned that you had replanted some soybeans.
I replanted a few soybeans in a wetter farm, some poor ground on Monday, and I'm afraid they may be in peril again.
So are you able to produce most of your own feed, or do you have to import some as well?
We do grow all of our own corn and of course, soybeans. Of course, we sell the soybeans to the processor and buy the bean meal back.
Mm-hmm. So have you, and as far as World Pork Expo here and, of course, a big trade show, are you doing any shopping here?
Well, I will be doing at least some looking. Got some things that I think I need for my operation. Maybe a little further down the road, as Mr. Bierman said, we've had a tough 2 years and there's not a lot of extra cash to purchase with yet. But unfortunately, things do wear in our business. And so I do have some things I want to look at possibly for some future purchases.
As far as trying to improve efficiency and make yourself more profitable, anything particular that you're doing right now?
Well, I'll just talk about my own farm. We've had some significant problems with vomitoxin. My vomitoxin level is at a level that the animals are actually refusing it. So we've been working actually with the ADM company, and they've come with a product that's helping me blend my toxin levels down to a level that the pigs will eat it. We're also working towards this product as being a product we can use even after we get better corn, hopefully when we start harvest this fall, to as a product that can improve feed efficiency and rate of gain. We're always looking for things to do, new finisher types that waste less feed, and you know, any kind of feed ingredient that's cost effective to improve on our bottom line there.
The vomitoxin, is that a result of the harvest problems last fall then?
Well, it's a result of the weather last summer, actually. We had a cool, wet summer. Late August, early September, we had lots of heavy dew days, and the lack of heat, the corn didn't dry naturally like we're used to, particularly in Indiana.
Of all the issues that the pork industry is facing right now, I mean, you got environmental, you've got the folks that are working to reduce the use of antibiotics. What issue, I guess, would be of the most concern to you as a producer?
Well, I think the drive to do away with antibiotics could probably be one of the larger issues in any of our operations. There's an awful misconception out there that we use drugs to promote growth. And the truth is we use drugs to promote health. And a healthy animal grows well. If one of your children had a cold or the flu, you would take it to the doctor and possibly get medication. We do the same thing in the pig business. We use drugs to make our pigs healthy, to promote the good growth. And I think a lot of the research that's been done and some precedent that's been done in other countries like Europe, most of those countries, when they took away the feed additive program, they actually are using a higher level of drugs through an injection route. So it's really all just a misconception that we're force feeding these animals drugs.
One last question involving animal welfare, and of course PQA Plus addresses a lot of those questions for individual producers. I guess, are you doing anything individually, or have you changed anything individually to say, okay, maybe I do need to make some changes here?
Well, one of the big things I've done that I probably haven't done as well in the past is I've included my employees in some of this training. Most of these programs are available to us in a CD form, so at break time or lunch, I'll sit down with my employees for 10 minutes or 15, and we'll just watch a video and then maybe take a few minutes and talk about it. So it's one thing for me to go and get certified and then kind of come home and keep it a secret. I need to share it with the people that are actually working in my barns and make sure that they're doing the right thing.